I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Witch doctors in Haiti say they're concocting secret remedies and preparing rooms in 1,000 temples to treat COVID-19 patients. Coronavirus infections have quintupled over the last 2 weeks, overwhelming Haiti's meager health infrastructure. Kate Michelle oversees fundraising and communication at Transworld Radio's partnering network for VEH in Haiti.
Voodoo ceremonies are about appealing to the voodoo spirits. So whatever else is involved, that is part of it. That's what people are turning to for help and for hope. We are urging people to turn to the Lord and to ask for God's help and God's intervention in this.
And at the end of 2019, Lebanon faced severe economic downturn. In the fallout of that financial crisis, mental health plummeted and suicide rates rose across the country. Then, as inflation and unemployment pushed locals further into despair, 2020 came along, and with it, a global pandemic. That means more economic distress and even less access to essential resources. Now, Nuna of Triumphant Mercy says suicide rates are climbing once more.
This is so much hardship and depression that people cannot cope with anymore and decide to end their lives. So it's that dramatic.
The hope people need isn't physical or political. It's hope that comes with Christ. And now more than ever, Lebanon needs to feel God's peace touch every home and family. Pray for the mental health of refugees, locals, and workers who are caring for these groups as the pandemic continues.
We need him to just come into hearts and change hearts and just find solutions.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochonga Podaiti. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.